With 1%, God can finish up the work. I don't know how many hundred of us are here. Maybe, let's just say 200, just to make a rough guess. With two of us, God can do more than with 200. Totally committed. Just two. What did Jonathan and his armor bearer do? Can you imagine that stupidity? Jonathan and his armor bearer, they go up and fight the enemy? Lord, if they tell us to come on up, we know you gave us the victory. Or I forget which, I got it backwards. If they say, we'll come down to you, I think they said, come on up to us. But when they came up, they went through and they said, we know. And they went out, just the two of them, and all of Israel hears the commotion. These two guys are whipping up on the whole army. Because God only needs 1%. But what made my blood run cold was, just as I stood up to speak, this thought went through my mind. The church today has nearly 14 million people. A membership of 14 million we're coming up on. And what is 1% of 14 million? Man, 1%. You know, and have you ever heard that song, the Heritage Singers? Lord, we're one, Lord, we're two, Lord, we're three, Lord, we're four, Lord, we're 500 miles away from home. I don't sing like the singer this morning, but you recognize the song? I'm a mathematician, so as soon as I heard that song, I grabbed my watch. Lord, we're one, Lord, we're two, Lord, we're three, Lord, we're four, Lord, we're five. They traveled 500 miles in that time. Didn't they? They were singing, Lord, we're one, Lord, we're 100 miles from home. And so I stopped it and I counted. They were doing exactly 144,000 miles per hour. Sheer coincidence, but interesting little fact, huh? God today is not interested in quantity. He's interested in quality. And because I'm not a theologian, I'm not here to expound deep theology of what that is. I'm just here to say, Lord, there's a quality of people that you need in order to finish the work. Is it literal? Is it symbolic? Where will they come from? I don't know. It appears to be one way, and sometimes another way. I'm looking at the quality. Would you agree that quality is more important than quantity? Would any of you ever be willing to trade quantity for quality? Quality is what God needs. And right now, He's asking His people to give themselves totally to Him, to depend for everything on Him, to learn to trust Him no matter what. Jesus, hanging on a cross, basically told His Father, I trust you anyway. I think I'm going to go forever. I think sin is too hateful in your sight. It appears that never again will I be in your presence and we will be separated forever, but I trust you anyway. That's what it's all about. That's what righteousness by faith is all about. I trust you anyway. Trusting God in everything. Trusting Him in every moment. That's righteousness by faith. Now, I was invited a couple of times to speak for the 1888 message committee. I didn't know why. I'm not a specialist on that. And I said, why did you invite me to speak? And they said, well, because the message that you're preaching is kind of the opposite, the other part of righteousness by faith. It's called practical righteousness by faith. I got to thinking, maybe it is. Because righteousness by faith is kind of a theory. It's what God is doing up in the sanctuary for us, the glad tidings. It is good, it's nice, but it's not reachable, it's up there. How does that convert to real life? The way it converts to real life is, now that you really trust God, get out there and do what I'm telling you to do. You can't do it? Good. Let me do it. You can't pay for it? Excellent. Now I get the credit. Do you understand? So I came to the committee. I was preaching in Austria several months back. And all of a sudden, right there in the pulpit I was just preaching, it hit me. This is present truth. It's the other part. You know, we believe in justification by faith. And we're used to hearing justification, where God forgives us our sins and He frees us from the penalty of sin. And then sanctification by faith. By faith we accept a life in Christ and we grow and become more like Him. It's our fitness for heaven. And it's where we escape the power of sin in our life. And that's where we stop. But there's another third. Maybe there's a fourth that we haven't discovered yet. But there's another part to it. It's called works by faith.